WRKS Pickens Jackson.
It's all coming back
from the Whiskey 61 Lounge inside the Bank Plus Studio.
And there it comes again.
Mississippi's number one sports talk show, The Out of Bounds Show with Bo Bounds.
Streaming worldwide live on the Out of Bounds radio app and on your radio
at ESPN 105.9.
What is that?
What is that?
The Zone.
Football Friday. Good morning. Welcome in to the Out of Bounds Show. Brought to you by Kessler Prime and the Renaissance, a ribeye, and a call for some Wilderness Trail bourbon, wheated or rye. By the way, Mom and M's has both the wheated and the rye. And Philip M's here has it too, which is beautiful. Kessler Prime and the Renaissance, KesslerPrime.com to make a reservation. This is ESPN 105.9 The Zone. NFL Chuck was fantastic on the NFL draft. Marvin Harrison Jr. goes to the Arizona Cardinals. Wide receiver out of Ohio State. Wide receiver out of Ohio State. An absolute dude. Hey, how about Brock Bowers from Georgia, the tight end, teaming up with Gardner Minshew and the Las Vegas Raiders? I'm going to have to get a Raiders pullover because y'all know I'm cheering big time for Gardner Minshew. Out of Brandon, bounced around everywhere, ends up at Washington State with Mike Leach, and they go 11-2, and he's drafted in the NFL draft. And he's going to make – he's already making a fortune, but he's going to make – I don't know, man. Probably over $60, $70 million.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe more than that. And he'll be able to create an unbelievable podcast and all that just because of his personality. It'll be great. Minshew in Vegas. I love it. I wonder where he lives. Like, what kind of condo or apartment he lives in, and ooh, how close is it to downtown? I have to ask his dad just kind of what the – I mean, if you're a bachelor – that's got to be a hell of a setup, doesn't it?
Yeah. Is there a direct correlation between that and the winning percentage?
I think so.
I think there is. Obviously, if you can do it right, you're going to win.
No doubt. Maybe he should just, like, live on the top of Caesars.
That's where I'm at.
You know, in the penthouse.
Absolutely.
Do a deal with the Bellagio or Mandalay Bay. Or the Wynn. Ooh. I think Minshew would be like, that's too rich. He's more, mm-hmm. I mean, the Wynn's pretty bougie. I think Gardner Minshew would go more Mandalay Bay. Still nice, but not over the top bougie like Wynn and Venetian and Bellagio. Is that fair? I think so. I think that's... yeah, maybe even Caesars. Caesars or Mandalay. Golly, he's 20-something years old. He's making $5 million a year. He's single, and he lives in Las Vegas.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, can y'all imagine Jackson Meadows making $5 million a year? He, you know, single in Las Vegas, making $5 million a year.
I don't know why you say five. I mean, that's 10, obviously.
Yeah, well, you would make that 10 in your first night in Vegas.
One spin. Put it on black. Yeah. I mean, that contract, I'm more 10 mil now.
10 mil. You single as a bachelor making several million dollars.
It ain't lasting long. No way it lasts long.
Yeah, you probably own a casino in a year.
Or either own a casino or be so in debt to that casino that I work for them forever. It's one of the two. I mean, there's no medium here. I'm either here to win this casino or I'm going to work for you for the rest of my life. Your choice.
Oh, goodness. Jackson Meadows, double down. Mr. Tito's White Russian joining us on the Out of Bounds. Enjoy a Tito's White Russian after dinner tonight in honor of Jackson Meadows.
Please. Yes.
Beautiful. It's, I got to get in. Well, all right. I've got something that I want to hit on real quick. It's pretzel day. The Keg House has an amazing pretzel. It's on Highway 51 in Ridgeland. And their game day pretzel is ridiculous. 41 beers on tap. Everything from Stella Artois to Urban South to Southern Prohibition to Kona, Big Wave Golden Ale to Key City. All the wonderful, amazing, yummy beers. Key City has their Mexican lager out, Mi Vida. I think I said that right. And it is.
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Let's face it. After a night out with drinks, I don't bounce back the next day like I used to. And I have to make a choice. I can either have a great night or a great next day. And that is until I found Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before drinks, I notice a difference the next day. Even after a night out, I can confidently plan on hosting this show and being awesome without worry. Look, I won't lie. I was a bit on the fence about Z-Biotics initially, but then while hanging out with friends over cocktails, I gave it a shot. And believe me, it is the real deal. Go to zbiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, Zbiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Awesome, awesome beer. So cheers. The Ag Up Equipment text line, 601-885-3776. We're giving away a night at the Golden Moon Hotel, two rounds of golf to Dancing Rabbit Golf Club, and we're giving away a gift certificate to Mom and M's, which is the super cool kind of sports bar, whiskey bar, craft beer bar here that's new. And their wings are amazing. We're giving all that away. You need to tell me an over-the-top fan story on the text line, 601-885-3776. All of you know an over-the-top Ole Miss, Mississippi State, NFL, Saints, whatever fan. Just tell us a short story about it. Best one wins that NFL draft prize, because you'll get a night here. You get two rounds of golf at Dancing Rabbit Golf Club, and you get lunch or dinner at Mom and M's. That's a hell of a deal. The text line is 601-885-3776. Tell us a story about a crazy, insane, rabid fan that you know. It could be your brother, your buddy, somebody in college that painted their body, you know, maroon and white, red and blue, black and gold, whatever. Purple and gold.
Purple.
This is just about every Alabama football fan, right? So, you know, whether they've ever been to the stadium or not, but this applies to 9 out of 10 Roll Tide football fans when we say over-the-top stories. Don't you agree, Josh?
I mean, it has to.
Yeah.
It has to.
People ask, what'd you think about Saban on TV last night? I thought he was fantastic. He's right at home. He did his homework. When I got upstairs to the Golden Moon hotel room, my hotel room, after we had dinner at Philip M's, I watched Saban for a good 45 minutes, and I thought he did. He owned that set even more so than Kirk Herbstreit. He's just got a presence about him, and it was a hell of a hire for the worldwide leader in sports in ESPN, and he knows about a lot of the players, and then he did his homework. What he said on Brock Bowers I thought was great. He was like, we couldn't guard him. We had one guy that could kind of guard him, but for the most part, we couldn't guard him. And Brock Bowers is the tight end out of Georgia.
Love it.
For those of you who may not have kept up with it. To say that he was comfortable on the set, understatement. He looks super, super comfortable. He Now, some people said that they allowed Saban maybe to take over the show too much.
And?
Well, his personality, his engaging, his voice inflection, all of that is at the best of the best. And his performance, yes, it does bode well for College Game Day this fall. Because we've talked about it for years. It's a good show just because people are happy on college football game days. But it had gotten tired, and then they tried to reboot it with McAfee, and he's helping it. But Nick Saban's going to be great for College Game Day. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah. No question about it. His presence demands all eyes.
Boom. That's Mr. Tito's White Russian right there, Jackson Meadows, on a Football Friday, live from the Golden Moon Casino Sportsbook and Lounge. Jeff Lebby at 8:30 on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line.